Hi Team Owls, here is chapter 3 of The Enchanted Wood, and it's called Up the Faraway Tree. The children didn't tell their father and mother about the happenings in the Enchanted Wood, for they were so afraid that they might be forbidden to go there. But when they were alone, they talked about nothing else. When do you suppose we could go up the faraway tree? Franny kept asking. Oh, do let's go, Joe. Well, Joe wanted to go very badly, but he was a little bit afraid of what might happen, and he knew that he ought to look after his two sisters and see that no harm came to them. Just suppose they all went up the faraway tree and never came back. Then he had an idea. Listen, he said, I know what we'll do. We'll climb up the tree and we'll just see what's at the top. We don't need to go there, we can just look. We'll wait until we have a whole day to ourselves and then we'll go. Well, the girls were so excited. They worked hard in the house, hoping that their mother would say that they could have the whole day to themselves. Joe worked hard in the garden too, clearing away all the weeds. Their parents were very pleased. Would you like to go to the nearest town and have a day there? Asked Mother at last. No thanks, said Joe at once. We've had enough of towns, Mother. What we'd really like is to go and have a whole day picnic in the wood. Very well, said Mother. You can go tomorrow. Father's going off for the day to buy some things we need, and I've got things to do here in the cottage. So as I'll be close by, you can take your lunch and your dinner and go off by yourselves, if it's fine and sunny. How the children hoped the day would be fine. They woke early and jumped out of bed. They pulled their curtains open and looked out. The sky was as blue as cornflowers. The sun shone between the trees and the shadows lay long and dewy on the grass. The Enchanted Wood stood dark and mysterious behind their garden. They all had breakfast and their mother made sandwiches and put them in a bag along with three cakes each. She sent Joe to pick some plums from the garden and told Beth to take two bottles of lemonade. The children were most excited. Father set off to town and the children waved goodbye to him from the gate. Then they tore off indoors to get the bag in which their food had been put. They said goodbye to their mother and slammed the cottage door. Oh, adventures were definitely in the air that morning. Up the faraway tree, Joe, Beth and me, sang Franny loudly. Shh, said Joe. We're not far from the Enchanted Wood. We don't want anyone to know what we're going to do. They ran down the back garden and out of the little gate at the end. They stood still in the overgrown narrow lane and looked at one another. It was the first big adventure of their lives. What were they going to see and what were they going to do? They jumped over the ditch and into the wood. At once they felt different. Magic was all around them. The birds' songs sounded different. The trees once again whispered secretly to one another. Wish, 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 wish. Oh, said Franny, shivering with delight. Come on, said Joe, going down the green path. Let's find the faraway tree. They followed him. And he went on until he came to the oak tree under which they'd sat before. There were the six toadstools too, on which the elves had held their meeting, though the toadstools looked rather brown and old now. Which is the way now? Said Beth, stopping, but none of them knew. They set off down a little path, but they soon stopped, for they came to a strange place where the trees stood so close together that they could go no farther. They went back to the oak tree. Let's go this other way, said Beth. So they set off in a different direction. But this time they came to a curious pond whose waters were pale yellow and shone like butter. Beth didn't like the look of the pond at all, and the three of them went back once more to the oak tree. Oh, this is too bad, said Franny, almost crying. Just when we've got the whole day to ourselves, we can't find the tree. I'll tell you what we'll do, said Joe suddenly. We'll call those elves. Don't you remember? They said they'd help us whenever we wanted them. Of course, said Franny. We had to stand under this oak tree and whistle seven times. Go on, Joe, whistle, said Beth. So Joe stood beneath the thick green leaves of the old oak and whistled loudly seven times. The children waited. In about half a minute, a rabbit popped its head out of a nearby rabbit hole and stared at them. Who do you want? Said the rabbit in a furry sort of voice. The children stared in surprise because they'd never heard an animal speak before. The rabbit put his ears up and down and spoke again, rather crossly. Are you deaf? Who do you want? I said. We want one of the elves, said Joe, finding his tongue at last. Well, the rabbit turned and he called down his hole. Mr. Whiskers, Mr. Whiskers, there's someone wanting you. There came a voice shouting something in answer, and then one of the six elves squeezed out of the rabbit hole and stared at the children. Sorry to be so long, he said. One of the rabbit's children has the measles, and I was down seeing to it. I didn't think rabbits got the measles, said Beth, astonished. They more often get the weasels, said Mr. Whiskers. Weasels are even more catching than measles as far as rabbits are concerned. Well, he grinned as if he'd made a huge joke, but But as the children had no idea that weasels were savage little animals that caught rabbits, they didn't laugh. "We wanted to ask you the way to the faraway tree," said Beth. "We've forgotten it." "I'll take you," said Mr. Whiskers, whose name was really a very good one, for his beard reached his toes. Sometimes he trod on it, and this jerked his head downwards suddenly. Beth kept wanting to laugh, but she thought she'd better not. She wondered why he didn't tie it round his waist out of the way of his feet. Mr. Whiskers led the way between the dark trees. At last he reached the trunk of the enormous faraway tree. "Here you are," he said. "Are you expecting someone down it today?" "Well, no," said Joe. "We rather wanted to go up it by ourselves." "Go up it by yourselves?" said Mr. Whiskers in horror. "Don't be silly. It's dangerous. You don't know what might be at the top. There's a different place almost every day." "Well, we're going," said Joe firmly, and he set his foot against the trunk of the tremendous tree and took hold of a branch above his head. "Come on, girls." "I shall fetch my brothers and get you down," said Mr. Whiskers in fright, and he scuttled off, crying, "It's so dangerous, it's so dangerous." "Do you suppose it is all right to go? Asked Beth, who was usually the sensible one. "Come on, Beth," said Joe impatiently. "We're only going to see what's at the top. Don't be a baby." "I'm not," said Beth, and she and Franny hauled themselves up beside Joe. "It doesn't look very difficult to climb. We'll soon be at the top." But it wasn't as easy as they thought, as you will see. And you will find out in the next chapter, which is called The Folk in the Faraway Tree, which I shall read you very soon. See ya.